Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. Hello, kids.
Hey,
where are you? There you are.
We're here.
Hello.
We're right. Excited to be here today.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't love a Monday? Freaking great. Okay, so do you want to test out the line here and make sure
it's good to go.
See if we have Vinny on the line.
You hear all that background noise?
I do.
It sounds like
Disney
really knows how to do their engineering. They're so good.
What up, Vin?
Vinny.
Hello, am I on?
You are on.
Can you pop me up? I don't think I can hear myself.
No, I'm going to pot you down a little bit, I think.
You're
over-modulating. Tell them to pot you up. You need it in your headphones.
They actually probably need to turn you down a little bit. You're over-modulated, and then we'll turn you up over here.
Get a little headphone volume on this pair here?
That actually, not talking right into the mic, sounds perfect.
It's perfect. Right. When he does talk into it.
That's perfect. Thank you. All right, I'm good on my end. How about you guys?
So you are actually too loud on your end.
They said I'm too soft on our end.
No.
It's cracking.
When you're not talking right into the mic, you're perfect. When you talk right into the mic, it overmodulates.
That's perfect. You just touched a button.
Let's
see. Is this better?
Actually, it does seem
Sounds
a little better.
Good,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Turn you up a little.
Good morning, you guys. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Oh my God, we're so good, Vinny.
So check it out.
Okay.
I'm out on this adventure, and all of a sudden, Sarah Clark is posting on Instagram like I've never seen.
I know.
I spent the weekend with you.
Wasn't that nice? We spent the weekend together, Vinny. I saw your post on Instagram. You saw my post.
What a trip. What got into you? What's going on?
I don't know. I just kept seeing things. I'm like, I should put that up. And then, you know how when you put something up on Instagram and you get some likes on it, you're like, oh, I should put it something else.
Check this out.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
I thought, is she trying to get all her posts done for the year?
Yeah. I had a big Instagram weekend. You know what it is? I took this video on Friday of these guys taking our trees down.
Which was very cool.
Yeah. I loved that video so much. I was like, should I post this? I want to post this. Oh, my God. So I decided to post that. And then, you know, then I was just inspired and I kept posting
things.
Yeah,
it's
things.
Very cool.
People can follow you at Clarky Clark.
Yeah, C-L-A-R-K-I-E, C-L-A-R-K. Actually, you know what? Go to Alice973.
Right.
And hit the followers for that. We all follow that. Mm-hmm. So you can look for us there. Brinny Boy, Vin Hassan, Hooman TV, and Yuzette. Because Yuzette is just Yuzette.
Right.
There are no other Yuzettes. Just type in
Von the Wizard.
Oh, yeah, Von the Wizard. If you ever watch our Looking Glass feed, you've seen Von's work. Von does fine work. So, what time did you get down to Disneyland, and is your little girl in heaven?
Yeah, so I'm broadcasting right now from California Adventure, and as usual, Disneyland has us set up in the highest of styles. But we got down here yesterday. Lunchtime? No, earlier than lunchtime, actually. And we were able to spend most of the day chasing princesses.
Oh, how
I know,
fun
for
you.
That probably didn't come out right. I mean, we were on a princess hunt for... That's not right either.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
keep
word
on trying.
This, but that's the goal of the day was to get photos and autographs from all the princesses. And apparently... Luckily, I got confirmation from other parents that this is the thing. Like, that's, at this age, we're right in the pocket for the princess meet and greets.
Did you go into some of the gift stores there have the princess autograph books?
That's exactly what we were out there getting filled up. So we met Mickey right off the bat, and that picture is posted at Alice973 on Instagram. My kid's getting a kiss from Mickey, and she's just in heaven. And got Mickey's signature to start off the day. And from there, we went and got them all.
And how, we'll,
whatever,
you've gotten them
whoever
all?
We didn't get, no, I mean, we got a lot. There's, look, you can't interest that girl in rides. She's like, more princesses!
Oh, my God.
After
a,
it's a right big time rush. One's finished, we finish the line, and I'm like, let's go get juiced on a ride. Whatever. Anything. Teacups. Whatever. What's
literally
your flavor?
Anything.
Yeah. And no, let's go
let's
get
go
some
wait
other,
in another line.
Right. So that's right now, that is for her the top of the list. That's heaven. Like, last night, we ended our day with Queen Elsa.
Oh.
And she didn't chicken out.
Oh.
And there were high fives all around. And then we were like, can we go to the room? And she's like, yes! And we were like, yes! So it was funny. All good. We had a great day. And watching her froth over Disneyland is pretty neat because, you know, we all grew up with this stuff.
Yeah. Did you, I don't suppose there's any way you guys watched the Oscars last night.
I did see some of it. So we, first of all, I was following Alice973 on Instagram while in line and checking some of the fashion and some of the winners. And so I was all super stoked to see that Coco won.
Yeah.
We'll
get out our ballots in the 6 o'clock. I have a whole breakdown on the thing. And we have some, did you see Kimmel's, his monologue was great. That guy is so naturally wonderfully
really
funny.
Is.
He's so easy and so good. So we
I didn't see his monologue. I didn't see the intro at all.
Well,
but
you'll
I
hear it. Well,
I was
know.
Laughing that they made Jet Ski the prize for the shortest speech.
Oh,
I
my God. It was
genius.
So, it was genius. And they just, he just delivered it so well. And then they, at the very end, the person who won it, you know, has the life preserver on and yeah. Helen Mirren on the back. And the thing is humongous. It's like a 3-man jet ski.
It's huge, yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, I saw that part. I caught the end. I when they announced Shape of Water, I went, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I honestly thought when they said that, they were doing a bit and making the wrong announcement again.
Nah, that was a good movie.
Oh, you liked it?
I did like it. I mean, I didn't see all the movies that were nominated, but I think I saw a little more than half of them. And I gotta say, Hooman was very surprised. You know, we watched the whole show together last night. Had our own little Oscar party. It was a quiet Oscar party. Three people sitting in darkness on a couch.
Well, you know, when people describe the movie to you as a deaf woman has sex with a fish man,
yeah.
You go, okay, well, if that's the premise and that's all you have to say about it, I'm out. Thanks.
Yeah, it's good. It's a bit of a caper, you know, because they got to rescue this fish. And stuff, yeah. And the set,
and stuff.
You know,
see, no one has described it in a way that is like, "Oh, the movie's got heart, man."
Oh, it does. It's great. You see this person bonding with a fish. I mean, it's amazing.
I would have taken Get Out over that. I would have taken Phantom Thread, and of course, Three Billboards.
Yeah, Three Billboards is the one that he. Every time
right.
Anybody was up for
I
anything,
really
he's like,
wanted
it's going
to
be the guy from
win.
Three Billboards. You know what, though?
You,
I love
Zach.
The ending on that.
Dude.
I love
Thank
the ending. I love the ending on the fish movie, though. I did. That was good. I just, you know, I thought
oh,
that...
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Does she get the fish in the end?
You would like the ending. Let's put
okay,
it that way.
Okay, good. That's you got to at least give me that, and yeah. Then I'm all right.
You'd like the ending.
And
sure.
By get, I don't mean get like bone. I'm hoping that
she
already
boned
happened
him too,
to.
Yeah.
Right, but
I assume
wins the day.
Yeah.
But does, come on, it's been a while. We can spoil it. Does the fish become a man on land, or does she become a fish in the water?
She becomes
whatever?
A fish in the water.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a huge spoiler, you guys.
Who cares?
You guys are like evil.
Nah. Come on, it's been out for months,
yeah.
Right?
It's, and besides, that's such a tiny, yeah. Tiny part of it. The whole thing is great. And
I'm
just
interested in the end. What happens at the end?
What do you mean? So she like goes and gets her scuba license or what?
No, he's got magic powers.
There's, yeah, he's like apparently, I don't know, like an underworld god or something. Like he's I don't know. It seems like. Seems like it was pretty magical what happened at the end, but then I thought to myself, well, you did watch the whole movie where this guy's a fish, so.
Right. Back to the point, which is, I can't believe that one.
It was,
when,
it was
when
good.
When that one, I went, oh, they're doing a bit. They're going to say, oops, just kidding. We screwed up again.
No, it's actually, the thing I liked about it was, I thought, because I loved Get Out, too. I actually thought Get Out, of all the movies that I did watch, that was the one I enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
It is such a good movie.
But the it just sets such a mood, Shape of Water. Like, everything from the music to the way the thing is lit to the, you know, just it's a classic love story, you know, reaching kind of across boundaries. And it's beautiful.
I'll tell you this.
It's really nice.
Not having seen the movie, listening to a guy who says, I grew up in Mexico, and I know Mexico well, and I don't know if he grew up with me, you know, with money or not, but a big part of Mexico is very extremely poor. And to hear a guy say, I made it to this stage from Mexico, you can too, that was pretty neat.
You know, I just thought of something that might make you want to see this movie. This chick gets herself every day in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And so she's naked in it.
So does she do the spigot trick, or?
I guess you'll have to see the movie to find out, Vinny.
Or wait, is it a handheld shower pulser or the spigot?
Guess you'll have to see the movie.
Interesting.
Every single day, that's her routine.
Let me also ask you this about her in particular. Her and Frances did not get ready for this event, correct?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Frances McDormand gets on stage and she's talking about how the cast cleans up nice. I'm like, which one's in the cast are you talking about, Frances?
Not because you, hon.
You're wearing a rucksack, you know? Like, she's that woman may have gone over the edge.
No, I mean,
I don't
actually
remember her ever being like this crazy, crazy woman.
Well, success sort of gives you always the way. I mean, it affords you the option to just be who you want to be.
I gotta be me. Yeah, she is. She's a mess. Like, I'm like, drag a comb through your hair. The other chick, though, she's like super emaciated. The one who plays the mute in Shape of Water.
Who is that again?
I think her name's Sally Hawkins.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's even in the movie, she's dowdy. Like, she's not a, you know, some great Hollywood beauty. She's perfect in the movie. I guess the fish can't see all that well. But she's, in real life, she looked fine. I don't want to say anything bad about this
Hooman,
lady.
Hooman, you're from Hollywood via Iran.
Yes. Thank you.
Would you say that it's over for Sally Hawkins after this?
I don't know. She has a really unique look, and whenever you need that kind of mousy person to play a role.
I think the leading lady thing is over for her, though. I mean,
oh, I don't think so.
Really?
There'll be other roles. You don't think
she'll have other roles, for sure. But to me, she looks like a character actress. Like,
well, her next film is alongside Millie Bobby Brown in Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Awesome!
Is that from Stranger Things, little girl?
Yeah. That's 11.
Would you cast her as as Olive's grandma in the next version of Olive?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. She's such an amazing actress. Like, she could sell it.
And how come she has to be the grandma? What, I mean, couldn't she be the mother?
She could be the mother. She could be the grandma. She could be the deaf chick in the film.
She's not deaf. She was mute. She wasn't deaf. Maybe.
So she can talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. In real life, yes. Yeah, no, she's she could play Olive's mother who can't talk until Olive gives her the powers back or something.
No, I honestly don't really know who she was, but when they went to those scenes and then they showed Frances, the missus actually goes, my hair looks better than both of those ladies right now, and I'm in a hotel room after a day in the park.
Right. Oh, my God.
And I just thought, yeah, you're actually right. It looks, you know, she had her little thing all tight. I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
You could go straight to the Oscars and for the win.
Yeah, they on the opposite end of the spectrum, I thought that there were a couple people who just blew my mind. Like, I'm sorry, Jennifer Lawrence just gets better looking every time I see her. And she had this, like, I don't know what kind of material it is, but shiny.
Metallic?
Like scaly, metallic-looking thing, tight little dress, and her hair was all, like, wild, and her eyes were all dark, and I was just like, God, could that chick be any hotter?
She is hot, for
She's
sure.
Freaking
so
beautiful.
Is Jodie Foster under 5 foot?
Jodie's short. I don't know how tall she is.
Did you see them standing together there on stage? It was Lawrence and Foster, and I swear,
She's a foot shorter.
That's what the internet is saying, that Jennifer looked like a giant next to her.
Well, yeah. Jennifer no doubt had heels on, and Jody was wearing whatever.
So Jody is 5'3".
Yeah, so she is pretty short. How tall is J-Law?
I think she's like 5'9".
Oh. All right.
By the way,
big old heels.
Yeah, she's 5'9".
Sally Hawkins was in Paddington 2, Vinny.
I loved that movie. Does she play the mom?
No, she's just one of the people that Paddington lives with.
Oh, and Paddington lives with her?
Yeah, so Paddington, even though he's a bear, has a human family.
Oh.
And he lives and he speaks with them and they have conversations.
But she's the mom of the family he lives with, right?
Well, her name is Mary Brown. So I wasn't sure if she was the mom or the aunt.
You know what? She is a great actress because that's a totally different woman from the mute in the fish movie.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she was good at acting.
I loved that Paddington, and the mom was great. She was part of the hunt to find him and rescue. Or, well, not find him. I mean, he was in jail. Ooh.
Don't. It's spoiler okay. Alert. Don't. You're not going to spoil it. You're not going to spoil it for me. I'll tell you that right now.
Anyway, she's great. Much greater than I gave her any credit for. They should have put that near her name for her credits rather than the fish movie.
Well, the fish movie was the one that she was nominated for.
Whatever, Sarah. You don't need to be difficult now.
I'm not. I'm just, people have to learn her name.
Paddington was excellent.
What's my name?
Say my name.
Anyway, the trouble with the trees is over, right?
No, but it's getting there. The trouble with the trees is... It's on. Well, I mean,
you
I
didn't replace those ones.
We planted 5 trees under them a half ago, right? So hopefully they'll all come back. I've changed gears. We're back in my backyard now. I put up a bunch of pictures of it. You can see the trees come down. You can see the
looks plush.
I tried to put a picture of where I want you and Dusty or Brinny and Anita to get married. Did you see how there's like the lawn and then there's like the little altar?
Huh? I didn't see that.
Yeah, look at that. Oh my God. Read some of the comments. Everyone's like, Vinny, you should get married there. I was like, Vinny, you should.
Part.
Oh, he's so nice. You're so pretty.
That's so weird. I saw like 100 posts from you and missed that one.
There were like 3 of it, all different angles.
Didn't catch that.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to go back on Instagram sometime.
You're a real bad looker.
Well, it is unfortunate that sometimes you get in your feed a picture from 8 hours ago and not 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I got a bunch of feed pictures from Instagram, please stop it. Just put it back in chronological order. I was getting stuff from 6 days ago.
That's what I'm saying.
From 6 days ago? Like, let that go.
Yeah, I agree.
How did I look
Instagram's
at that 6 days ago and not see that? But
I'm
now
not interest too much interested in Instagram these days.
No, I look at it, but I the nice thing about it before when you saw it chronologically, all the people that you follow, you knew what you had already seen.
Mm.
Like, I've scrolled down far enough.
Already
I know
like
I've
that,
seen
yeah.
that. Now I'm caught up.
And people that I follow, I don't even see anymore. It's like, where are those people? I know they're posting.
Damn it.
Hooman, you have a blue check. Can't you talk to someone?
I mean, yeah, but if I was to ever call over those guys, I'd want it to be for something important.
That is important. Oh, people don't want to use it anymore.
Important for him, guys. For him.
Or right. for one of us
specifically.
Well,
me and Vinny both want, we want check marks.
I want a check mark. I'm the only one with my name.
Say my name.
No one is around.
Good job, Hooman.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is important.
If you were playing games.
What are you guys singing?
Say my name.
Oh, that's
say
that
my
one.
Name.
You guys started.
The only part I know.
Yeah, I know. That's the only part I know is just say my name. Oh, man, I rocked out hard this weekend. It was good.
Mm.
Pat came over and we were singing all of the hits of the 70s.
Excellent.
It was great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, super fun night.
Did you record any of that for broadcast?
No, I didn't. But I am talking about putting a studio together at my house. And
yeah,
doing like
I was thinking about that all weekend long.
Doing a Friday night jam. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, I thought this was the announcement of the Friday
no,
night
it's
jam.
Not. Pops, well, the problem pop, is pop, that I can't. Pop, you know, I have to get right. I can't play anybody else's songs. You know, it's almost like we'd have to come up with our own songs or something. Mm. That's a real problem.
Yeah,
you've been making music your whole life, Sarah. Come on.
Yeah, but we can't come up with five new songs every week.
Right.
You know, that's a lot.
Go for one then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one new song.
Yeah. Or oh my God.
What?
Make the jam cast the writing of the song.
Out.
You're great. You know what?
I don't
One
know.
One thing you're really... You're actually good at a lot of stuff, but this...
and that was not going to come out right. The one thing that you're good at. Everything else, you suck.
You suck hard all the
no,
time, but...
It's always fun to listen to you just riff. Like, that's what you guys should do. Just make them up right there on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to do something like that, though, because we have so much damn fun. And then, you know, people can watch or not, or listen or not, you know?
Right.
It's not like there's any... Nobody's forcing you.
You can start with Heroin Baby. That's a made-up song.
That's one of my best...
That's a hit.
My best pieces, yeah. I've written, like, 5,000 songs.
Do you want to play a quick song here, and then we'll come back with the word?
Yeah, okay. So Vinny's broadcasting live from Disneyland. We'll be talking to him all morning. We're going to try and do it like it's a regular show. And we have lots of chances to win $1,000, too. So we'll take a quick break here. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.